The return to a pre-pandemic normal in the U.S. is gaining speed. For example, the New York City subway reopened to 24-hour service earlier today in connection with the ending of a curfew for outdoor dining. Also, more than 1.7 million people traveled through the nation's airports last Sunday, the most since the start of the pandemic. More from Melanie West, reporter at the Wall Street Journal. Melanie, take us through this.
Well, I think what's happened is that a significant portion of the U.S. population has been vaccinated, and this is allowing for an easing of restrictions and also just sort of a cultural easing of restrictions. When you have about, 45% to 50% and upwards part of the population vaccinated, you reduce the risk of a mass death or an overrunning of the hospitals. And so where we see relaxing of restrictions, we have public health officials saying that it's now okay to begin resuming normal parts of your pre-pandemic life, provided that you're fully vaccinated.
All right. So besides subways and airports, for example, like you cited, where else are we seeing some normalcy?
We're also seeing some normalcy in restaurants. OpenTable, which many of your listeners are probably familiar with, it's a place where you go to make reservations for restaurants, showed that on a recent day, the number of people seated in restaurants was back where it was in 2019. I can tell you from my own personal experience living in Manhattan, I see busier restaurants. Our public officials here in New York City have allowed for restaurants to have a lot of outdoor seating. And what you'll see is a lot of bustling sidewalks with people happily dining outside, maskless, although distanced and with separations.
Yeah. Symphonies even performing again with people indoors, I guess?
Again, I think it comes down to the details, right? So with symphonies or with sporting events, if you are vaccinated, for example, and you visit Yankee Stadium, you'll be able to sit close with your friends in a area for vaccinated people. But if you are unvaccinated, you sit in a different area of the stadium where there's distance between you and others. That's the same for symphonies. You know, it's not every seat that's filled, but it's every maybe 10th seat that's filled. I think what we're going to see in the coming days and weeks is how the new CDC guidance around mask wearing for, or the lack of mask wearing for fully vaccinated people starts to work out in these types of indoor settings, right? So if we know that if you're fully vaccinated, you don't need to wear a mask indoors and you can largely resume your regular activities, you know, the question then becomes for retailers or performance halls or sports arenas, what does that mean and how is that really going to work out? Those are things to begin watching for in the next couple of days.
We're speaking with Melanie West, reporter at the Wall Street Journal. Her piece is called "With Busy Airports and Restaurants, U.S. Moves Closer to Full Reopening." Some states, though, are taking a slower approach. Like who?
Well, Massachusetts, of course, is taking a slower time to reopen. New Mexico also is taking a bit more time. Oregon as well. Those states have, Oregon and New Mexico have tied their reopenings to the percentage of people who are fully vaccinated. I think in the next 6 weeks, however, as we get into June and the early part of July, presuming, of course, that there isn't a dramatic uptick in the number of new COVID cases, it seems like most states will be pretty much open. 28 states are already fully reopened, and 22 states had no face mask mandate already. So I think we're at the beginning of a rapid acceleration in reopenings across the U.S.
Yeah. So where you are, just specifically in New York City, you sense there's a different vibe? Like in the Northeast, all of a sudden, the weather's very spring-like, it's pleasant. There's a lifting of restrictions kind of at the same time. You mentioned restaurants seem fuller. Is there a vibe like that?
Well, I think it's baby steps, right? This is a part of the country that 14 months ago was the epicenter of the pandemic in the U.S. People are traumatized by that. No one wants to see a repeat of March and April of 2020.
All right. Thanks, Melanie. Melanie West, reporter at the Wall Street Journal.